Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Steve, Mike Brown, it was a big surprise yesterday, fired as head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You were hired by him in L.A., and then you know he ended up getting fired five games into that season before Mike D'Antoni replaced him. How surprised were you when you heard the news yesterday about Mike Brown and the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Oh, I was shocked. I mean, you know, I think he had three more years on his contract. He used this year to, you know, set the type of environment and work culture that he wanted. Worked hard at improving their defense. And, you know, obviously I have no idea, so I haven't talked to him yet, you know, what happened behind the scenes. But Mike's a terrific coach and a great guy, and when I saw that last night, I was shocked.
When you look at your team going into next season, you guys were one of the surprise teams of the NBA. You know, what does your younger players have to do? Because I think Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, you know, once he develops a consistent outside shot, I think that's going to enable you guys to go to another level. Give me a little intake on his development and what he needs to do to improve.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. First of all, you know, he doesn't have to be a great shooter, but like you said, he has to be a consistent 17 to 18 foot spot up shooter. The other thing for him, and I think this is consistent with a lot of young players, he has a way right now, which you saw in games one and two of the playoffs in Miami, that he can play very effectively. You know, without scoring from the perimeter. He's a great cutter. He's a terrific rebounder for his position. And then defensively, he not only can guard primary scorers, but his team defense is also excellent. And I think he has to embrace that more. That's what I talk to him about all the time. I think he gets worried about his jump shot. And there's no question that to reach his potential and have the kind of career we need him to have, he has to be able to make shots. But sometimes he's worrying so much about his jump shot that he forgets why he was the second pick. You know, he has an exceptional talent, and when he plays to that talent where he's energized, locked in defensively to both his matchup and what we're doing team-wise, he's a terrific player.
Steve, just one more thing. Well, first of all, how's Al Jefferson's health, number one? He'll be ready at the start of training camp, as far as you know?
Oh, yeah. No. He'll be you know, he needs about, I would say, three more weeks is what they're guessing, and then he'll be able to start with conditioning for the summer. And, you know, by training camp, he should be 100%.
All right, now that you've had a chance, you know, it's been 2 weeks since you guys were eliminated, and you guys had an outstanding year. You finished with a winning record. You were the seventh seed. Of course, as luck would have it, you have to run into the two-time defending champions in the first round. Now that you've kind of had a chance to, you know, step back and really analyze what happened this year, how would you sum up the season that you guys had in Charlotte?
Well, I think that we have to be pleased with the season. I think if anybody would have told us in September that we'd be 43-39, that we would have taken that. I felt the, you know, getting into the playoffs and also the, you know, I'd say 15 to 20 games that we played before the playoffs were great for us as a franchise. Our guys played a number of games with, you know, playoff implications, and then playing Miami was a good learning experience. So I feel like those things were good. I also feel good about the foundation that we have. You know, our defense was really good at the beginning of the year. We hit a stretch in the middle of the year where it was okay, and then we finished up strongly. But our offense, Frank, was really what got better. You know, the last 25 games of the year, I think we were 12th in offense. So we got closer to the balance that we needed. And now, you know, like Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, guys have things they have to work on. We have some flexibility, you know, to do some things with our roster. And, you know, hopefully we can have a similar offseason to the one that we had last year.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Channel 217 and on the SiriusXM app.